Lord, for the opportunity to come to CCFCIV to share God's word with you.
我感谢神，今天能有机会来到这里跟大家分享神的话语。
And also to let you know that we have constantly been keeping Pastor Alex and his family in prayer in our church.
在我们教会，我们也是不停地把刘长老和他的家人透过祷告交在神的面前。
I really enjoyed that time of worship and song that we just had. It was beautiful singing.
我实在是非常享受刚才我们透过音乐来敬拜神。
And now we will continue to worship him by looking at his word.
那接下来我们要查考他的话语来继续敬拜他。
This morning, the topic of my message is You are the light of the world.
今天早上跟大家分享的主题是你们是世上的光。
And our primary passage of scripture will be from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 to 16.
我们主要查考的经文在马太福音五章十四到十六节。
Please look with me at God's word as I read.
让我们一起来读神的话语。
You are the light of the world.A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
马太福音五章十四到十六节，你们是世上的光。城造在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning desiring to worship you in spirit and in truth.
亲爱的天父，我们的主，今天早上我们聚集在一起，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be in complete control of this worship service.
主啊，我们求你的圣灵完全掌管今天早上我们的敬拜。
That your Holy Spirit would use your word to teach us, to convict us, to transform us.
我们愿圣灵能够透过你的话语来教导我们，能够来改变我们。
That we may be more like Jesus.
好让我们更像主耶稣。
Father, may you be glorified.
愿我们的天父得荣耀。
And may we see the beauty and the glory of Christ.
让我们能够看到主耶稣的荣美。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
There are so many deeply troubling situations in our world today that have occurred in such a short period of time.
在很短的一段时间内，我们看到世上有众多的纷扰。
We're finally starting to come out of a three-year pandemic. However, there have been many deaths.
我们终于好像要似乎要从三年的疫情中走出来，但是也看到了许多的死亡的病例。
This country, in a little more than one year, has gone on a rapidly downward slide of moral corruption and perversion that we have never seen before.
在过去的一年内，我们看到我们的国家经历了我们前所未见的一种道德上的沦丧。
We see the invasion of Ukraine by Russia that increasingly has the potential of turning into World War III.
我们也看到俄国入侵了乌克兰让我们看到了第三次世界大战的危机。
And the conclusion is that now, more than ever, believers need to be ready for the return of Christ at any time.
这些事情给我们这样一个结论，就是此时我们作为信徒，我们会看到主耶稣要来的那末了的日子近了。
But practically, how can we be doing this?
那么实际而言，我们如何来做好预备呢？
For those who have received Jesus and follow him as Lord,
对那些接受主耶稣并追随他的人来说
a key way to be ready for his return is by living the type of life that Jesus wants us to live.
要能够预备他再来的一个关键就是要按他所教导的方式去生活
A life that is according to God's word.
也就是按神的话语去生活。
When Jesus was on the earth, he said, I am the light of the world.
当基督在世上的时候，他说，我是世上的光。
And we see this in John chapter 8, verse 12.
我们在约翰福音八章十二节看到。
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Jesus is the true light of the world.
耶稣是世界的真光。
Most importantly, even as light reveals what was not formerly seen.
最重要的是光能够显露出我们之前没有看见的。
He reveals to us the only way to heaven, ultimately himself.
他让向我们显明了 通向天国的唯一道路是他自己。
In John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章六节讲到，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
So only by receiving Jesus into our life as our Savior and Lord will our sins be completely forgiven.
所以唯有透过接受主耶稣作为我们生命的救主和主，我们的罪才能够得到完全的赦免。
And we can have the assurance that we will be with him in heaven when he returns.
我们才能够有这样的确据，当他再来的时候，我们与他一国在一起在天国里。
Or if we die before he returns.
若是我们在耶稣再来之前死了。
And not spend eternity in hell, separated from the Holy God because of our sins.
我们不会因着罪的缘故与我们的主永远的隔离在地狱中。
Jesus also reveals to us how we should live our lives in relation to God and in relation to people, believers and unbelievers.
耶稣也向我们显明我们如何来过一样的生活，能够与神、与人、与我们的信徒和非信徒有良好的关系。
He does this by his words and his life that we see recorded in Scripture.
他是透过他的话，记在经上的话和他自己行出来的生命向我们显明的。
But what is amazing is that before he went to heaven, he said to his disciples and to all believers.
很奇妙的是，在他升天之前，他对他的门徒和一切的信徒说，
You are the light of the world.
你们是世上的光。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16.
在马太福音五章十四到十六节。
Jesus says, You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
马太福音五章十四到十六节，你们是世上的光。城造在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So how can we follow the desire and command of Jesus in being the light of the world?
那么我们如何能够来按耶稣所愿意所命令的那样做世上的光呢？
And by our good deeds meaning deeds according to God's word.
我们要有好行为，好行为就意味着按神的话语去行。
By our good deeds help to point the world to Jesus so that when they are saved results in praise and glory to God.
所以我们透过我们的好行为指向我们的主耶稣基督，当人们得救以后，便将他们的赞美和荣耀归给我们天上的父。
And this is what Matthew 5:16 is saying, where it says, In the same way, let your light shine before men.That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
就像马太福音五章十六节讲到的，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Well, I think the most obvious way for us to be light is by sharing the gospel.
我想让我们做光最明显的一个方式就是分享福音。
In Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, Paul says to Philemon, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ.
在腓立门书一章六节说到，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督做的。
You know, when we share the gospel with others, it is not only a blessing to others.
你知道吗？当我们与人分享福音的时候，这不仅是对别人的祝福。
It can also be a blessing to us.
同时，这也是对我们自己的一个祝福。
It says, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ.
在这英文的版本里说到，你可以对神里面的一切善事有充分的了解。
I'm sure that there are those here who, as they have shared the gospel with their friends or family members,
我相信在座的许多人，当他们与家人朋友分享福音的时候，
suddenly, as you were sharing the gospel, the Holy Spirit revealed something about Jesus that you never realized before.
在你分享的时候，突然圣灵就向你显明了一个你以前没有看见的对耶稣基督的一种理解。
You came to a fuller understanding of Christ.
你可以有更深对神基督有更深的了解。
And what he has done for us.
也了解他为我们所做的一切。
I know there have been many times where I have shared the gospel with someone, and it's the same gospel message. But as I was sharing, the Holy Spirit revealed something to me about Christ that I didn't realize before, and I began to weep.
我个人就曾经经历过许多次，当我在跟别人分享福音，那是一样的福音，但我在分享的时候，圣灵让我有前所未有的看见，我甚至都落泪。
And so through the power of the gospel, we make disciples of all nations.
透过福音，我们使万民做主的门徒。
As we are waiting for the return of Christ, now, brothers and sisters, is not the time for us to be ashamed of our faith in Jesus.
当我们在等候耶稣第二次再来的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我们不应当以福音为耻。
Now is not the time for us to be ashamed of him before unbelievers.
现在不是我们在非信徒面前因着耶稣感到羞耻的时候。
Now is not the time for us to be in a spiritual holding pattern where we are waiting for things to get better.
此时此刻，我们不应该是在圣灵上停滞不前，好像要等着什么事情的发生。
Before we really start living for the Lord.
我们应该马上的就开始为主而活。
But the gospel must be accompanied by a lifestyle that is consistent with the new life that we have in Christ.
但是为福音而活，我们必须要把我们的新生命是符合神教导的新生命活出来。
As a matter of fact, as we see in Acts chapter 5 verse 20,We see that the gospel message is a message about this new life in Christ.
就像我们在《使徒行传》五章二十节看到的，我们要把这生命、新生命的道都讲给百姓听。
And we see that this is a situation where the apostles were being told by an angel of the Lord who freed them from prison.
这句话是一个从主而来的天使在门徒被从狱中解救出来之后对他们讲的。
It says in Acts 5:20, Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people the full message of this new life.
天使对他们讲，你们去站在殿里，把这生命、新生命的道都讲给百姓听。
A believer's new life in Christ is actually the life of Christ that is lived out in us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
门徒信徒的新生命实际上是耶稣他自己的生命通过圣灵的能力在我们的身上行出来。
I want to note that Jesus is the true light.
我想要讲的是耶稣是那真光。
And we are only reflectors of that light.
我们只是反映
and, And the closer that we are to Jesus, the more his life, what he is like, will be reflected by us.
我们与耶稣越接近，我们就越能够把他那真光从我们的生命中反映出来。
The more of his glory others will see.
那么他人也就更能看到耶稣他的荣耀。
It's like if you have a situation where you have a flashlight, which is the light source.
这就像如果你有一把手电筒，那是光源。
And you have a mirror, which is a reflector.
然后你有一面镜子。
And as you bring that mirror closer and closer to that light source, and you see the reflection on the wall, it becomes brighter and brighter.
当你把这面镜子不断地挪向手电筒的时候，你就看到它反射的光在墙上就越来的越明亮。
And this is why, brothers and sisters, most importantly, abiding in Christ, maintaining that close relationship with Jesus, is most important.
这也就是为什么我们活在耶稣里，与耶稣保持亲密的关系是如此的重要。
It is only when we are close to Christ in our relationship with Him that we reflect His glory the most.
就是当我们与耶稣最亲近的时候，我们的生命就最能够反映出他的荣耀，他的光。
So what are some other ways that we can let our life, this new life in Christ, shine before men?
那么还有什么其他的方式我们可以把我们的生命我们的新生命照耀在人前呢
In addition to sharing the gospel,
在分享福音以外呢
That they might see their need for Jesus.
他人可以看到他们需要主耶稣
We need to be maintaining our testimony of a believer before others.
我们要在人前做好基督徒的见证
Even though,There is hypocrisy among believers.
虽然在信徒当中有一些虚伪的伪善的人
Even though over time, perhaps the attitude of people toward believers has become more cynical.
可能人们对信徒的看法日渐的变得比较的cynical. 比较的就是说有一些不大好的看法
yeah, good enough yeah, thank you
愤世嫉俗的看法
But generally speaking many people still think that a believer is kind
但是总体来说人们还是认为信徒是很良善很
honest
很诚实
loving and caring
也是很充满爱心很关心他人的
And that is true.
那这也是事实情况
And we need to keep in mind that what we sometimes consider as little things in reality are not so little or insignificant in the eyes of others.
我们也应当意识到有一些小事可能在旁人的眼中并不是微不足道的
Particularly to God.
特别是对神来讲。
So the people in this world need to be seeing our good deeds, as we saw in Matthew 5:16.
所以世上的人要看到我们的好行为，就像我们在马太福音五章十六节看到的。
Good deeds that are carried out by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这样的好行为是因着圣灵的大能行出来的。
Good deeds that are according to God's word.
这样的好行为是合乎神的道的。
Not whatever we think are good deeds.
而不是在我们的眼中我们个人看为的好行为。
So I want to look at this question. What are some ways to maintain our testimony of a believer before others?
所以我想要探讨一下这个问题。有一些什么方式我们可以在旁人面前做出美好的见证。
And I just want to quickly share with you four ways.
我想跟大家很快地分享四个方式。
The first way is by controlling our temper.
第一个方式是控制我们的脾气。
One of the so-called little things that we need to remember in our life as a Christian is controlling our temper.
所谓的一些小事情，作为基督徒，我们要控制的其中一样就是我们的脾气。
Anger issues have greatly increased during the pandemic, and believers need to watch for this also.
在疫情当中，很多人越来越不能控制自己的脾气。那么作为信徒我们要小心警醒
Years ago, and this is all over the internet already, so it's public. Years ago, there was a star actor by the name of Christian Bale.
那么大家可能在网络上都看到了，多年前有一位演员叫 Christian Bale。
And there was a video clip of him where he was filming on set.
有一个小视频关于他的，他在拍戏。
And his director of photography walked into his line of vision as he was acting.
他在演戏的时候呢，也这个导演他走到这个他和镜头之间。
And it distracted him.
让他就分心了。
So he unleashed this 4-minute expletive-filled rant at this director.
他呢就爆发了，他就有四分钟的又爆粗口来责骂这个导演。
And someone happened to record it and put it on the internet, and it instantly went viral.
那么有人刚好就拍下来这一幕，把它放到网络上，一下子就火了。
And he apologized publicly.
所以他公开道歉。
But the damage was done.
但是这个伤害已经造成了。
His reputation established.
他的名誉也受损。
Now, before we, think, this man is so terrible.
那在我们很快的说，哎呦，这个人很糟糕。
Maybe let's think about our own lives.
让我们来反省一下自己的生命。
Has there ever been a situation in your life where you just kind of vented or went on a rant? Maybe not an expletive-filled one, but if someone recorded it and put it on the internet for everyone to see, you probably wouldn't feel very comfortable about it.
我们生命中有没有这样的时刻？可能我们也是大发脾气，也许我们没有那么的爆粗口，但是如果有人也把这一幕录下来放在网络上，我们也会觉得很尴尬。
I know I have.
我知道我自己有。
And I say that with shame.
我这样说的时候觉得很羞耻。
You know, when we blow our cool, we can do foolish things, say hurtful words, and also look foolish in front of people.
当我们发脾气的时候，我们会说伤人的话，我们也会看上去很愚妄。
But most importantly, it can hurt our testimony before unbelievers and believers because we are disobeying God.
更重要的是，因着我们违背神，我们在信徒和非信徒面前就失去了见证。
It says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29, a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly.
箴言十四章二十九节提到，不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。
Proverbs 29, verse 11 says, a fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control.
箴言二十九章十一节，愚妄人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。
Proverbs 29 verse 11 is especially important to me because that was a verse that the Holy Spirit used to rebuke me.
箴言二十九章十一节对我个人来说意味很深，因为这是圣灵对我显明的。
And I never forgot it.
我永远不会忘记。
A person may feel it is his right to vent his anger now and then.
人时不时的会觉得他有足够的理由要发脾气。
But when that happens, this proverb clearly tells us that he is a fool.
但是这种情况发生的时候，箴言清楚地告诉我们，他是愚妄人。
Not only in the eyes of God, but also in the eyes of man.
不但在神的眼中是，在人的眼中也是。
James chapter 1 verses 19 and 20 say this.
雅各书一章十九到二十节讲到。
My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Perhaps there are many here today where, in looking back, there are words or actions that you have said or done in the past that you wish you could take back.
可能我们在座的有些人，当我们回想到我们所说的一些话、所做的一些事，你可能很想要把那些撤回。
But you cannot.
但是你做不到。
We need to remember that God is quick to forgive.
我们应该记得神他是很快的愿意来饶恕。
But it doesn't often work this way with people, including with believers.
但是对人来讲， 不常是这样，特别是也包括信徒在内。
There have been some people in my past, including believers.
在我的过去的经验中，包括信徒呢。
Where I lost my temper.
对他们我发脾气了。
And no matter how many times I have tried to apologize to them, again and again to try to reconcile the relationship.
不管我是如道歉了多少次，一而再再而三的想要修复这个关系。
They are not willing to forgive me.
他们都不愿意要来饶恕我。
And perhaps every time I see them, it is a reminder to me that losing your temper is a sin.
所以每当我见到他们的时候，这就是对我的一个提醒，发脾气是罪。
But didn't Jesus get angry?
但耶稣不是也发过脾气吗？
Yes, but his anger was always a righteous anger.
是的，但他的发怒是义怒。
Now some of you say, oh, hey, you know, that's me, man. My anger, it's righteous, man. It's righteous anger.
很多人就赶快说，那我也是这样，我发的怒也是义怒。
But before we are too quick to say that our anger is like Jesus's,
但是在我们很快地说，我们的怒气跟耶稣也的怒气一样的时候，
We have to remember that his anger was different. It was, with him, it was pure righteous anger.
我们要意识到他的怒气是不同的，他的怒气是全然的纯正的义怒。
Our so-called righteous anger has our sin nature behind it.
我们所谓的义怒有我们的罪性在他后面。
So let's not be too quick to say, I just have righteous anger.
所以我们不要太快地讲说我们的怒也是义怒。
He never became angry at what people said or did to him.
耶稣他从来没有因着别人对他个人讲的话或者所做的事发怒。
Which is what our anger is often like.
但我们的怒气常常是那样。
But rather, what they did to God and to others.
耶稣发怒是因为他看到人们对神所行的或对他人所行的。
For example, where he threw people out of the temple because they turned his father's house into a marketplace and den of thieves instead of a house of worship and prayer.
比如说耶稣把人一些商贩从圣殿中赶出去是因为他把天父的圣殿变成了一个做买卖做一个盗贼和娼妓的场所。
Where he was angry at the religious leaders who cared nothing about a man with a withered hand being healed from suffering, but were only concerned about him being healed on the Sabbath.
他还有一次发怒是因为那些假冒伪善的法利赛人，因为一个人的手在安息日被医治，他们不关心这个被医治的人，而是关心说破了安息日的例。
Jesus was angry.At the hypocrisy of the religious leaders who told and pressured people to do things that they didn't do themselves.
耶稣也对假冒伪善的宗教领袖发怒，因为他们叫别人去行的事，他们自己没有做。
Another so-called little thing to remember in maintaining our testimony before others.
还有一个让我们在人前能够做好见证的所谓的小事是
is by telling the truth.
就是要讲实话。
Integrity in whatever we say and do.
让我们所做所行的都能够有正直的、诚实的品质。
In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22, it says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but He delights in men who are truthful."
箴言十二章二十二节讲到，说谎言的嘴为耶和华所憎恶，行事诚实的为他所喜悦。
To many people in this world.Lying is a common occurrence in their lives.
对世上很多人来说，他们说谎已经是司空见惯了。
Just a few years ago, a world-famous quarterback, a winner of 7 Super Bowls, during an interview, admitted to lying to the media 90% of the time.
之前就说有一位著名的橄榄球中后卫赢了七次的。超级晚，他承认说他在跟媒体讲话的时候，90%都是谎言。
And people were and they polled people. They took a poll, asking people, "Would you do like what this quarterback did in lying to the media?"
那人们做了一个问卷调查，就是说你会像这个运动员这样啊，在媒体面前撒谎吗？
And about 80% said it's no problem.
80%的人说没问题啊。
And one of the most common reasons that they gave was because the media also lies.
他们所给的一个原因是说，因为媒体也是说谎呀。
So it's okay to lie to someone who also lies.
所以对一个说谎的人说谎没什么。
But this is not by God's standard.
但在神的标准看来，这是不对的。
This is definitely a time where truth has little place in our society.
在当今的社会当中，事实实在是无立足之地。
From the government on down.
从政府开始。
So someone who is always truthful, always honest, will stand out in the crowd.
所以某人总是讲真话，行事非常诚实的，会在人群当中显得不一样。
Sometimes in a negative way.
有的时候是有负面的。
Where they will be ridiculed and laughed at.
人们会讥笑他，讽刺他。
But sometimes it will be in a positive way.
但有的时候也会是有正面的。
Where they will be respected and it can be easier for them to share the gospel.
他们会受到人们的尊敬，那他们分享福音就更容易。
I remember a time where I purchased a product from a small business establishment.
我记得有一次我从一个小商户那里买了东西。
And I accidentally damaged the product.
我不小心把这个产品弄破了。
So I took it back to this business and talked to the owner of this business and I said, this is damaged, I'd like a replacement.
所以我就回到那个商店，跟老板说这个东西坏了，我想要换。
And he thought I was asking him to give me a new one for free.
他以为我想要免费拿一个新的。
Because it was a defective product.
因为那是一个不合格的产品。
So because that's what most people were doing to him.
因为今天大部分人都是这么做的。
But then he says.I'm still going to need to charge you a little bit for a replacement.
但他很小心地说，我还是要收你一点点费用，因为要这样子来替换。
And I said to him, you don't need to just charge me a little bit. You can charge me the going cost for a warranty replacement because I damaged it. It was my fault.
那我就跟他说，你不是说让我交一点点的费用，你可以让我付全价。因为是我的责任，我把它弄破了。
That's no big deal, right?
我想这不是什么大不了的事情。
But he took it. He was shocked.
但是他很震惊。
He says, "You are an honest man."
他说你是一个诚实的人。
And I said, "Well, I'm honest because I'm a Christian."
我说我诚实，因为我是基督徒。
And that's what God wants me to do.
这是神要我做的。
And suddenly he started just sharing with me about his life.
然后他就开始向我分享他的人生。
And it gave me the opportunity to actually share the gospel with him.
也给我这样的机会，可以把福音跟他分享。
He did not receive Christ at that time.
那个时候他没有接受主耶稣。
But he was listening very intently.
但他很认真地听我讲。
So,being honest is still important.
所以你看，诚实还是很重要的。
But most importantly, God hates lying and considers it a sin.
但更重要的是，神憎恶谎言，把它看作罪。
Because he only speaks the truth.
因为神他只讲真话。
In Proverbs 6, it tells us there are seven things that the Lord hates. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, a lying tongue is one of them.
在箴言六章提到了有七种罪第十七节讲到了说一个说谎的舌头就是其中的一样。
And the Bible says that God will hold people accountable for every careless word that is said.
那圣经也提到神会把我们所日常所说的一些闲话在审判的日子也要看到。
Including every lie.
包括每句谎言。
If we look at Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37, Jesus says this.
我们在马太福音十二章三十六到三十七节看到耶稣这样说。
But I tell you that men will have to give account On the day of judgment, for every careless word they have spoken, for by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
On the day of judgment in the future, people in this world who do not have Jesus will be held accountable for every careless word they have spoken, including lies.
在将来审判的日子，世上那些没有信主的人，他们所说的闲话，包括谎言，都要供出来，都要被定罪。
Even by your words, you will be condemned.
甚至凭你的话，也要定你有罪。
And the only way that you can be acquitted of your sins before God is by confessing with your mouth, Jesus is Lord.
那么你唯一在神的面前能够得到赦罪的方式，就是承认耶稣为主。
Acknowledging him as your Savior and your Lord in true repentance of your sins.
在对罪，真实的认罪和悔改当中，能够认耶稣基督为你的救主和主。
And believing that he rose from the dead.
也相信他从死里复活。
We see in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书十章九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
But this is also a reminder to believers that believers with the new life need to speak the truth.
但这对信徒来说也是一个提醒，有新生命的基督徒要讲实话。
We also, as believers, need to watch that we are keeping our word.
作为信徒，我们也要警醒，我们要信守诺言。
When we promise something, do we keep our promise?
当我们应许了什么事，我们有持守我们的应许吗？
More and more it seems that people are taking whatever they promise very lightly.
现在看来，人们越来越把自己所应许的话看轻了。
In Psalm chapter 15, verse 4, we see that a person of integrity is someone who keeps his oath or keeps his promise even when it hurts.
在诗篇十五章四节，我们看到，当一个有诚实的人，他是无论如何都会信守诺言，也尽管那个信守诺言可能会有一些的代价。
Even if sacrifices need to be made in order to keep it.
即使他们要做出牺牲才能够持守那个诺言。
Brothers and sisters, if we have a habit of not being true to our word.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们养成了这样一个习惯，不信守诺言，
we will be labeled as untrustworthy.
我们就会被人贴上不可靠的标签，
which is a black mark against being a Christian.
对基督徒来说，这是一个黑标签。
And we will lose respect from others.
我们会失去人们的尊敬。
And when people lose respect for us, they will lose respect for the message that we are trying to bring them.
当人们失去对我们为人的尊敬的时候，他们对我们所传讲的信息也就失去尊敬。
If they see you as an untrustworthy person, if you try to share the gospel with them, it's likely that they won't even want to listen.
如果人们把我们看为不可靠的人，当我们跟他们传福音的时候，他们也不会认真听。
I know a person who made a special effort to keep the deadlines that he gave to his bosses.
我认识有一个人，他是非常努力的，很尽力的要信守他跟老板所保证的一个交付工作的一个期限。
And when he told his bosses, I'm going to give you this project by such and such a date.
当他跟老板承诺说，在某年某日之前我要完成这个项目。
He would try to do that no matter what.
他会不遗余力的要在那个时候真的完成。
There were times where he would even pull an all-nighter the night before just so that he could give it to them on the day he said he would.
有的时候他甚至要打一个通宵，就是为的是能够守住那个期限。
And they respected him for that.
那同事们都对他这样做很有敬意。
And that was one of the reasons they were willing to listen to the gospel message when he tried to share the gospel to them.
这也就是为什么当他跟他们分享福音的时候，同事们愿意听的理由。
Another way that we can let our light shine before men is by showing love to one another in the body of Christ.
我们能使我们的光照耀在人前的另一个方式就是在基督身体里彼此相爱。
In John 13:34-35, it's Jesus says, "A new command I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Jesus says that he wants us to love one another in the body of Christ as he has loved us.
耶稣说他想要我们在耶稣肢体里彼此相爱，就像他如何爱我们。
How has Jesus loved us?
那么基督是怎样的来爱我们呢？
The love of Christ for us is a love that is patient.
基督对我们的爱是有耐心的。
It is a love that is intense.
是非常强烈的。
It is a love that is unfailing.
是永不改变的。
Unselfish.
是无私的。
Sacrificial.
牺牲的。
And it is a love that is manifested or shown.
It's manifested.
Manifested.
显明的。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 8,
在罗马书五章八节
It says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So the love of Christ for us is not just expressed by words.
所以耶稣对我们的爱不只是用口头来表达的。
But it is also manifested.
但是也是显明的。
So the following are a few questions to ask ourselves when we find it difficult to love or a brother or sister in the body of Christ.
所以当我们发现自己很难去爱基督耶稣里的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们可以问问自己如下几个问题。
One question to ask ourselves is, how easy am I to love?
第一个是我自己容易被爱吗？
How lovable am I?
我自己很可爱吗？
If we see ourselves as highly lovable,
如果我觉得我们自己好可爱，
then chances are good that we're not that lovable.
那么很有可能你其实很不可爱。
Because we think of ourselves too highly.
因为我们常常自视甚高。
And people who do that tend to be more difficult to love.
那么自傲的人其实很不可爱。
Another question is, in what way or ways is this person better than me?
第二个问题是，这个人在哪些方面比我好？
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility. Consider others better than yourselves.
腓立比书二章三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
You know, when we are critical towards others,
当我们对别人很有批评的时候
all we are focusing on is their shortcomings and weaknesses.
我们就只看到他们的短处和缺点。
And we're just seeing our strengths.
我们只看到自己的长处。
But what we need to do is that we need to consider.Their strengths in light of our shortcomings or weaknesses.
但实际上我们应当要在自己的缺点和短处中看到别人的强项和长处。
There have been times where I have felt critical of a brother or sister in Christ.
在我身上的确的，我有的时候会看到一个弟兄姐妹我对他充满了批评。
And all I could think about was their shortcomings.
我只能想到他们的缺点。
But as I came before the Lord, I began to think, how is this person better than I am? In what ways?
但当我来到神的面前的时候，我就在想，这个人比我强的地方在哪里？
And often I have been reminded that, you know, Elton, you're not that good.
我常常被提醒到说 ,Elton, 你也不是什么那么好的人。
Because you have a lot of shortcomings and weaknesses.
因为你也有很多的短处和缺点。
So that's another question to ask ourselves.
这就是我们可以问自己的另一个问题。
And one other question is, how much have I been forgiven?
另一个问题是，我得到了多么大的饶恕。
In Christ, all our sins are forgiven.
在基督里，我们一切的罪都被赦免了。
And this is the reason why God commands us to be forgiving toward others.
这就是为什么神命令我们对别人要饶恕。
If we look at Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22,
我们来看马太福音十八章二十一到二十二节。
Says then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Meaning believers and unbelievers here, when he sins against me, up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我。这里弟兄可以是信徒或非信徒。我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说：“我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。”
The point is continue to forgive.
所以这里的重点是要不断的饶恕。
And Peter, in asking this question, he felt that he was being generous when he asked about forgiving someone seven times, because Jewish law only required three.
当彼得问这个问题的时候，他觉得自己非常宽容，因为他饶恕弟兄七次，但是犹太的律法里只要三次就可以了。
But Jesus took forgiveness to a whole new level when he said 77 times.
当耶稣讲七十个七次的时候，他把饶恕这个观念提升到了一个新的高度。
Because this is how God in Christ has forgiven us and continues to forgive us.
因为这就是神在基督里饶恕我们，而且一直的饶恕我们。
In Ephesians 4:32, it says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
以弗所书四章三十二节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And Jesus tells us that love for one another in the body of Christ can be a type of light.That reveals him to people in this world.
耶稣提到，我们在基督肢体中彼此相爱，可以让众人看到我们是基督徒。
Because it's so different from the love of people in this world toward others.
因为这跟世人彼此的相爱是非常不同的。
As we look back at John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus says, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples." They'll see it.If you love one another.
约翰福音十三章三十五节，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And brothers and sisters, as a reminder to us, especially to myself, the context of this is, as I have loved you.
弟兄姐妹们，作为我们的提醒，特别是对我个人的提醒，上下文是，就像我如何爱你们。
There's no way we can do this by our own strength.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
There's no way that we can do this by our own strength.
我们靠自己的能力肯定做不到。
Only by trusting and depending on Jesus.
我们只能够靠信靠耶稣，能够靠着他的能力才能做出来。
And one final way that we can let our light shine before men.
让我们能够把我们的光照耀在人前的另外一个方式是
is by showing love to our neighbor.
是借着爱邻舍。
Listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40.
让我们看耶稣在马太福音二十二章三十七到四十节说的。
Jesus, this is Jesus' response to an expert in the law.
这是耶稣对一个律法师的一个回应。
It says, Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So as we already saw, the Lord gave a new command that believers are to love one another as Christ has loved us.
我们刚才看到了神赐给我们一条新的命令，就是要在信徒中要彼此相爱。
But this love for one another in the body of Christ is not at the expense of loving our neighbor, which includes unbelievers.
但是我们在肢体中弟兄姐妹彼此相爱，不是说我们就不要去爱我们的邻舍和那些非信徒。
As a matter of fact, this is the second greatest commandment.
实际上，这是律法中的第二条。
I think we have a tendency to maybe focus on the first part about loving the Lord.
我想我们倾向于专注在诫命的第一条，爱主。
And maybe just blow past the second part.
然后就忽略了第二条。
About loving our neighbor.
就是要爱我们的邻舍。
But the second part is the second greatest commandment.
但这第二部分是最大诫命中的第二条。
In other words, it is also of critical importance.
也就是说，这也是极其重要的。
And loving one's neighbor was actually the context of Jesus giving the account of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10.
所以爱我们的邻舍也是这样的一个背景，在路加福音第十章讲到那个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And many of you know about this account of a Samaritan that comes and helps a hurting, needy person that was beaten and bruised on the road.
大家可能都记得那个故事，一个好撒玛利亚人，他来搭救了一个被强盗所抢了，而且受伤了的一个人。
It was an example of a Samaritan helping a Jew.
这是一个撒玛利亚人帮助一个犹太人的故事。
Which is significant because Jews hated Samaritans.
这一点很重要，因为犹太人非常恨撒玛利亚人。
And Samaritans therefore also hated Jews.
撒玛利亚人也很恨犹太人。
So here we have an expert in the law again testing Jesus by asking him, "How do I inherit eternal life?"
所以这里上下文是一个律法师过来要试探耶稣，问他我如何才能够承受神的国。
And Jesus asked him, what is written in God's law?
耶稣就说写在神律法书上的是什么。
And the man said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbor as yourself.
这个人就说要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，其次要爱人如己。
And Jesus told him, you've answered correctly.
耶稣说那你有正确答案。
Just do that and you will have eternal life. Do that and live.
就这样去行，这样生活，你就能够有永生。
Of course that is impossible.
当然这是不可能的。
There's no way for that person to have loved God like that and for sure not love his neighbor when he hated that Samaritan.
因为这个
when he hates Samaritans.
这个人不可能这样全心全意的来爱神，他也不可能这样的爱人如己，比如说他就很恨撒玛利亚人。
But that's why Jesus asked him that question.
但这就是为什么耶稣要问他这个问题。
To show him that you can't inherit eternal life by trying to do good works, because you're not perfect.
因为他想要让他知道他不可能透过行全律法来得到永生，因为他并不完美。
So ultimately, Jesus was letting this person see that you are a sinner in need of the Savior. Ultimately, pointing this man to himself.
所以追根结底，耶稣是要透过这个问题，让这个人意识到自己是个罪人，他唯有透过耶稣自己才能够得到永生。
And the man knew that he had sinned.
那个人自己也知道。
So he tried to So he tried to justify himself in asking a question.
所以他呢想要那个自己来解释自己。
And who is my neighbor?
他就说那谁是我的邻舍呀？
And Jesus' response was giving him the account of the Good Samaritan.
耶稣的回应就是讲了撒玛利亚人的故事。
And I think it's significant that this example was that of a Samaritan helping a helpless Jew.
我想要指出的一点是撒玛利亚人救了一个无助的犹太人。
And Jesus was saying, your neighbor is anyone who is in need that comes into your life, even your enemy.
耶稣是在对他说，你的邻舍包括一切有需要帮助的人，包括你的敌人。
So we as believers are to show a type of love that is not seen in this world.
所以我们作为信徒，我们 所要行的爱是这个世上很少很罕见的爱。
It is a love that is kind even to annoying people, even to our enemies.
我们的爱是要向我们的仇敌或者不可爱的人也要行出来的良善。
There was a time where I discovered just how unwilling people are to even try to put the word of God into practice regarding loving people in our lives who are difficult to love.
我在个人的生活中，我有看到人们要去爱不可爱的人是如何的困难。
I was sitting with a group of people who all profess to be Christians.
我跟一群自称为基督徒的人坐在一起。
And the topic of the discussion was about conflicts with difficult people in our lives.
那谈论的话题是跟我们生命中一些人的冲突。
And in each case, a person shared about someone in their life that either had said something to them or had done something to them that hurt them or offended them.
每个人都分享了在他们生活中有人的言行伤害了他们或者冒犯了他们
or just consistently annoyed them
或者是一直的让人很讨厌
and in virtually every case that annoying person was an unbeliever
那每一个分享的那个讨厌的人都是一个非信徒
and I remember the attitude of each so-called believer in that group toward that difficult person in their life range from severe annoyance to despising them, even to hatred of them.
我记得那在这一群所谓的基督徒的分享中，他们对待那个非基督徒的讨厌的人的态度呢，是从很极度的瞧不起、轻蔑他们，甚至到恨恶他们。
So after people had shared, a question was then asked about, well, what should be done in each case?
那大家都分享之后呢？问题就是，对这每一个个例要如何去解决呢
？What should you do in your situation？
在你的情形中，你要怎么做呢
？And none of them gave a biblical response.
他们中没有一个人给了圣经中的回应。
I heard nothing about showing any kindness or mercy toward them, despite what they did, or to even try to share the gospel with them.
我没有听到他们任何一个人讲到了说对这个讨厌的人呢，你还是要很好的善待他们，对他们有怜悯，甚至要分享福音给他们。
It's almost like they felt that these people didn't even deserve to hear the gospel.
好像呢，他们觉得这个讨厌的人不值得听到福音。
Let me just quickly read to you a couple passages.
让我很快的分享几节经文。
Matthew 5:43-45.
马太福音五章四十三到四十五节
Jesus says, You have heard that it was said, Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
你们听见有话说，当爱你们的邻舍，恨你们的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也给不义的。
So God is kind even to his enemies.
所以神对甚至他的敌人都是很良善的。
And as his children, we should be too.
作为他的子民，我们也当如此行。
In Romans 12:19-21, it says, Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
罗马书十二章九到二十一节，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps as we look at these verses, we think this just makes no sense. It's not logical.
弟兄姐妹们，也许当我们读到这节经文的时候，我们想，这个如何讲得通呢？这不符合逻辑啊。
But brothers and sisters, many times obedience to God makes no sense and seems illogical.
弟兄姐妹们，很多时候 顺服神看起来不可思议，看起来不合逻辑。
But it is only as we obey that we are blessed.
但是只有当我们顺服的时候，我们才得到，才蒙福。
And come to know God in a way that we have never known Him before.
这样我们才能够对神能够有一个前所未有的看见和更深的了解。
Especially His power, His faithfulness, His mercy, and His love.
特别是对他的大能，他的信实，他的怜悯和他的爱。
So brothers and sisters, how forgiving are we toward people who have wronged us or offended us, whether it is believers or unbelievers?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们对那些冤枉我们说或冒犯我们的人，我们有多少饶恕的心呢？不管他是信徒还是非信徒。
Are we even willing to ask for God's grace and strength to be forgiving and kind to those who may be unlovable in our lives?
我们是否甚至愿意来到神的面前来寻求神的恩典和能力，好让我们能够有这样饶恕的心，对那些不可爱的人能够心存这样子的怜悯。
In order that it may be a way to shine our light in reflecting the life of Christ before men.
好让我们透过我们的行为能够 光照在人前，能够反映出耶稣基督的荣耀。
As I bring this message to a close,
当我要做 结语之前，
I want to read to you from someone by the name of Craig S. Keener, who is a commentator for the Gospel of Matthew.
我想跟大家读一段话，是从一个对马太福音做注解的一位叫 Craig Keener 的人。
And he said something I think that gives us food for thought.
我想他所说的话给我们一些思考的粮食。
He says this, and I'll just read it, and then my translator will translate it.
那么我来摘录他的话。
Okay. Until my conversion in 1975, I professed to be an atheist in part.Because I looked at the roughly 85% of my fellow U.S. citizens who claimed to be Christians and could not see that their faith genuinely affected their lives. I reasoned that if even Christians did not believe in Jesus' teachings, why should I? My excuse for unbelief and the excuse of many other secularists I knew continued until God's Spirit confronted me.With the reality that the truth of Christ does not rise or fall on the claims of his professed followers, but on Jesus himself.
所以这段话是这样讲的，在1975年我归向主之前，我自称是无神论者，其中的一部分原因是当我看到我的美国同胞其中85%自称是基督徒，但是他们的生命中完全没有真实的体现出、反映出、显明耶稣的教导。我不信的借口就是，还有许多世俗不信的人的借口就是，你就这样吧，直到就是说如果每一个基督徒他们都不相信耶稣的教导，我为什么要去听从耶稣的教导呢？我这样想，直到有一天圣灵向我提出挑战，让我看到这样一个现实：耶稣基督的真实，他的真实不在于那些口称自称为他信徒的人所作所为，而在于耶稣基督他自己。
Thank you. So what this person is saying is that he wasn't seeing what should be seen in believers.
所以这个人讲的就是说，他在信徒身上没有看到信徒当行的。
So we shouldn't look at people. We should look ultimately at Christ.
所以我们不应该看人，我们最终要看耶稣。
And that is absolutely true.
这绝对是正确的。
But brothers and sisters, who we are as Christians still needs to be seen.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们作为基督徒的属性还是要被人看到。
In our words and actions.
透过我们的言行。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, it says that a city on a hill cannot be hidden.
在马太福音5章14节说到， 在城上的，你们是世上的光，城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
In Matthew 5, verse 15, we don't put light under a bowl.
在十五节说到，我们不把灯放在斗底下。
Light under a bowl is light, but it's useless light.
斗底下的灯是灯，但是是无用的灯。
It must be made public. It must be put on a stand so that before it is useful.
它需要被放在灯台上才有用。
So brothers and sisters, these so-called little things that we've seen today are actually extremely significant for a believer to be a faithful witness for Jesus before the world.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这些所谓的小事，今天我们看到的，实际上是极其重要的因为这样的话，一个信徒才能够为耶稣做美好的见证，在世人面前做美好的见证。
So may the Lord give us grace and strength to live our lives in a way that others might see Christ in us.
愿神赐给我们这样的恩典和力量，好让我们能够这样活出我们的生命，让世人在我们的生命中看到主耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we could study your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐给我们这样一段时间来查考你的话语。
And Father, it is just amazing that Jesus would say to us, "You are the light of the world."
主啊，何等奇妙！耶稣会说，对我们说，你们是世上的光。
And Lord, this is definitely not something that we can do by our own strength or by our own efforts.
主啊，这实在是一件靠我们个人的力量，靠我们个人的努力，绝对做不到的事。
And Father, I pray that during these uncertain times that we would not go astray from our close relationship with Jesus.
主啊，我向你求，愿你在这样不确定动荡的时候，让我们不要从与你亲密的关系中走偏。
Father, would you keep us from apathy and complacency in our spiritual walk?
主啊，求你让我们不要在我们属灵的旅程上能够会自满或者是停滞不前。
Recognizing that we are in the last days.
让我们认识到我们已在末了的时候了。
And we need to be living our lives for Jesus and making him known.
我们当为了耶稣基督而活，要让他，要把他的名显明。
And Lord, I pray that in all that we say and all that we do, we would desire to glorify you.
主啊，我的祷告是我们所做所行的一切都是为了荣耀你的名。
Thank you, Lord, for loving us.
主啊，谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for Jesus.
谢谢你赐给我们耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.